Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Monday, a momentous Monday. Much of the country is closing down. We have Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York stating that the federal government must take control and close everything down. Believe it or not, we had debates last night. Yeah, we had a presidential debate that nobody watched between Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. For the latest on all of this, let's check in with our friend Corey Lewandowski. He is a senior advisor to the 2020 Trump reelection campaign, and he joins us from his home in New Hampshire. Corey, first of all, thank you so much for joining us. How are you folks doing in New Hampshire?
Well, you know, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me. You know, we're pretty buttoned up here in the Granite State. It's a nice small state. You know, people look out for their neighbors up here. And, you know, I think we're going to weather this just fine. That's not to, to minimize the precautions that people have to take. But each state has their own problems and their own ways of dealing with things. And, you know, our state here has done a very good job. And I think we're going to be just fine.
Corey, Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, says that the federal government should take total control and close everything down, that this this hodgepodge, state-by-state way of dealing with the coronavirus is not going to work, and that we're going to have the federal government close everything down unilaterally so that you can't go shopping, so to speak, in the tri-state area, for instance. And if you don't like the laws in New York, you can go to New Jersey, you can go to Connecticut, that kind of thing. What do you think about that?
Well, what I think is one size does not fit all. And each state has unique challenges and also unique opportunities. And while I respect the work that the federal government is doing to ensure that states have the financial assistance they need to make sure that we're cleaning the schools and the subways and the metros and the bus stops and all those things, the federal government is going to reimburse the states about 75 cents on every dollar for that. That's what happened when the president declared the national emergency. It's up to each state's governors to decide respectively what's best in that state. And when you've got a city like New York City that has 8 million people in it, it's very different in just that one city than it is when you're in a town like mine with about 7,000 people in it. And the rules are very different, and people should take precautions. But look, people where I live are very spread out. We don't, you know, I don't have a neighbor directly next to me. I don't have a guy living in an apartment upstairs from me or downstairs from me or directly next to me. We've got some space out here. And so, look, I think each state has to make their own rules and their own decisions, what's best for them, because that's how local government is supposed to work. A one-size-fits-all approach is not going to work in a scenario like this.
What is your governor in New Hampshire doing? Have they closed schools yet? Have they closed movie theaters, public gyms? What is your government there doing?
So Governor Sununu, Governor Chris Sununu has closed the schools. He closed them on Friday in New Hampshire, right after the children got out on Friday. And I've got four kids in the school system, and they closed them for 3 weeks out of an abundance of caution. But right now, state government is still up and functioning. There is no curfew like you see in some towns in New Jersey. There is no mass hysteria. Sure, do some of the supermarkets and Walmarts that are in the communities, are they low on specific supplies? You bet they are, because people are preparing. But there is no mass hysteria. There is nobody walking around causing chaos or anything like that. And I think part of the reason for that is because we've received good quality information from the administration. The president and the vice president have been communicating, over-communicating, which is very important, with the American public. And what we've seen transpire in a state like New York, and particularly in New Rochelle, where the military, and I mean specifically the state National Guard, has come in and surrounded that community, should be something that people are acutely aware of. But I don't see anything like that happening in New Hampshire. We're a very different state here. And so, look, the response of our governor and our emergency management team has been phenomenal. It's continued communication, continued precautions. But I don't believe a one-size-fits-all approach is the right thing for what we're trying to accomplish here, which is not causing mass hysteria.
Let me ask you, because the more people I talk to, the more hysterical people seem to be getting, and they're fearful of a New York-type takeover where they're just going to close a community down. We've had a number of casinos already close. There will probably be more today. I'm curious what you think of the federal response. When they have daily news conferences, it's good for transparency, but is it feeding into some kind of hysteria? Do we need to get a little perspective here?
Well, I think what we have to remember is that the thing that transmits the coronavirus is person-to-person contact. We know that to be true, and the Center for Disease Control is recommending that gatherings of 50 people or more in one location be halted right now as a precautionary measure. Look, what we want to make sure, and what the federal government's job is to make sure that people are not dying from a pandemic, which by and large we can control by the interaction of individuals. So I think the information is good. I think it's amazing to me that we're encouraging people to wash their hands after they go to the bathroom or touch other people. I mean, I think this should just be common practice. I don't know why we're only recommending that now. But look, personal hygiene is important, and being smart. You know, if you don't feel well, don't go into work. If you feel like you've got a cold, don't go cough on somebody else. I think that's good, wise communication, regardless of if you have bronchitis. And the people who are clearly most impacted by this and those that are most endangered by this are those who have an autoimmune deficiency, those who are recovering from some type of treatment and their immune system is not fully functioning, and clearly the elderly. And that would be the case with any traditional virus, whether it's influenza A or something else. The people who are traditionally impacted the most in a critical way are those whose immune system is not up to fight the challenge that's in front of them. So look, we need to be smart, but we don't need to overreact. I think it's important that we understand what the parameters are out there. We understand that it is possible that a large group of individuals are going to come down with this virus, which is as significant as a influenza A or a very serious cold. But those people who are healthy should not fear that it is going to be deadly to them based on the information that we're receiving. Nobody wants to get a cold, but unfortunately, in the flu season, those things happen.
Again, Corey Lewandowski joining us. He is a senior advisor to the 2020 Trump reelection campaign. Way, 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 way under the radar last night. The Democrats had their presidential debate, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders. I must admit, I didn't watch. I was preoccupied with a few other things. And I'm curious if you got a chance to see any of it. Your reaction.
So I did watch it because that's what political hacks like me do, right? I have nothing else to do, so I watched this crazy stuff. And I wanted to see just how crazy Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden were going to be. And what I saw last night was Joe Biden was actually relatively on top of his game. He only made a few mistakes. He confused the coronavirus with other viruses and other pandemics that have transpired. But other than that, he sounded like a moderate next to Bernie. Except the fact that you have to remember, both of these individuals believe, and stated so last night, that if you are an illegal alien and you come into this country illegally, shy of you committing a felony while you're in this country, you will not be deported. And that, my friend, is out of step with mainstream America. That is not what the values of this country are. We are a nation of immigrants, but we are also a nation who follows the laws. And it is not acceptable to allow people who come into this country illegally and continue to encourage them to do so to come in here and get preferential treatment over the people who have waited in line to come into the country the right way. So there is a huge difference right now. And Joe Biden last night spoke in platitudes. He had no real answers. He said he would assemble teams in the Situation Room to discuss the coronavirus pandemic that we're facing, but he had no solutions. And so, look, last night is going to give the American people a clear reminder of what is at stake in this November election. We can have a president who is fighting every day for the people of America, those American citizens, and it's very simple. It's called America First. Not America alone, but America First. Or we can change out the administration and have someone like Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders, who does not put America first, who believes that once you step foot into this country, whether you're here legally or illegally, you will never be deported and you have the same rights and privileges as a U.S. citizen. I don't think that falls in line with what most of the people in this country believe, but that's what's at stake in this November election.
How does the president run for re-election in a climate like we have right now? Is everything shut down? Are people still going to the re-election offices? Is the RNC at work today? What is going on? And does the president have to suspend what he's doing, CAG rallies, things like that?
Well, you know, the campaign has told all the employees there was a thorough cleaning at the office that started on Friday. It transpired over the weekend and is finishing today. If you don't want to come into the office, please work from home. If you feel sick from the campaign, please work from home. You know, you are welcome to work from home. And what we are going to continue to do is we're going to continue to allow the President of the United States to be the leader of our country and work to solve this pandemic with the able help of the Vice President. And us at the campaign, we're going to be monitoring what Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders are doing. We're going to continue to monitor the way Chuck Schumer makes threats against the Supreme Court members. We're going to continue to monitor that Nancy Pelosi tried to put $1 billion of money into an emergency spending bill to fund abortions with taxpayer money. And we're going to continue to message those things because it's important. Now, I don't think the president's going to continue to have large-scale rallies right now until we have a time where we believe that we're on the downward spiral of this pandemic, so as not to infect more people. And I think that's perfectly fine. But we're going to continue to do our job at the campaign and continue to prepare for whoever the Democratic nominee is so that we can remind the American people what is at stake.
Is the coronavirus hurting the president's poll numbers? I haven't seen anything lately, but I'm just curious. I'm sure you've seen internal polling and a bunch of other stuff that's out there. Is it impacting the president and his popularity, which was on the rise for a good while?
You know, we haven't seen that specifically, but obviously we are anticipating a downturn in the economy. To what extent, you know, I think only time will tell. Part of the reason for that is when the administration is encouraging people to stay home from work, there's going to be less money out there being spent, whether it's you're not going to the gas station to fill up your vehicle so that you can drive to work, or you're not at a restaurant buying lunch or dinner because you're out at work. And the same is obviously true with the airline industry, the industry which it caters to cruise lines. You know, those things are clearly going to be impacted. So the question is, what is the real impact going forward? Last month, we had 3.5% unemployment, and we had more people working in this country than ever before. I believe we're going to see an uptick in those unemployment numbers. And the question is, how much impact is the coronavirus going to have to people's bottom line pocketbooks? I know the federal government is telling small business owners, if you have hourly wage workers and they need to stay home because they're sick, we are going to take care of those people. They will not miss a paycheck. Please do not come to the office if you're an hourly wage worker and infect your colleagues if you're sick. So that's a step in the right direction. Interest rates now have gone to zero. We saw the market jump 2,000 points on Friday on the president's comments and then fall back, you know, down 1,000 today. So I think Wall Street does not like the uncertainty, but it's going to be looking at the totality of the president's record over the last 4 years when he stands before the American people in November for re-election. And they have to ask themselves the simple question, are we better off today than we were 4 years ago? And that's historically the question that incumbents are faced with as they seek their re-election efforts.
Again, Corey Lewandowski joining us, senior advisor to the 2020 Trump reelect in our final minute. Have you had a chance to speak with the president over the course of the last week? And if so, what seems to be his demeanor? Any change at all?
You know, I did. I spent some time with the president recently. Had both personal interaction with him, and then also had the opportunity to speak to him on the telephone. And look, he is upbeat and confident that they're going to solve this dilemma, this pandemic that we have. But he also told me, and he said it now publicly, that they inherited such a broken system that the healthcare system that they inherited was not prepared for something of this magnitude. We've heard Alex Azar say that now. We've heard the vice president say it. And we've heard Dr. Fauci and others say the same thing. So they've had to start almost at ground zero. They've solicited private sector businesses, and we know who they are, to help in this. And that's very important. And so, look, we are getting in front of this now, and the president knows that. But please, we have to make sure the media is not creating a crisis where one doesn't exist just simply to be negative towards this president.
Corey Lewandowski, stay safe in the Granite State. Thank you so much for taking time for us out here in Nevada. I know you'll be back out here. We're going to be a battleground state come November. We'll see you when you get here, but thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Corey Lewandowski, the senior advisor to the president's reelect campaign. Stick around, more to do as we continue live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. And there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Nevada Talk Network family, you've heard me talking about my MyPillow and MyPillow Premium Pillows and all of the great deals you can find by going to MyPillow.com and clicking on the radio listener specials. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA, MyPillow Premium Pillows, washable and dryable. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and use my promo code USA and get the best sleep of your life. Mike Lindell guarantees it.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Listening to the radio driving.
It's a well-known fact and a well-hidden secret that radio reaches more consumers and, more importantly, more consumers with disposable income than any other medium. If you want to invite nice people with money into your business like Sahara Motors, the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, and Taco Time have, then give us a call at 775-293-1875, 775-293-1875, or through Facebook at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. You have nothing to lose but a little bit of time.
Radio gets results.
Radio.
Radio gets results. That's radio.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Nevada Talk Net. Or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate. Look me over. If you like what you see, help out. If not, vote for the other guy. Give me a look, though, okay?
Crazy for thinking.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying. And I'm crazy for loving you.
Crazy Bernie, Sleepy Joe. They debated last night, and I got to tell you, this is one of the few times I can say I just ignored it. It was, I watched little clips of it after the debate, and nothing scintillating, no fireworks, nothing terribly new that we didn't know about, no new initiatives, even dealing with the coronavirus. It was totally underwhelming, and as a result, I didn't even watch it. By the way, I'm curious where you are. Did you notice a lot less traffic out there today? I did. Dr. Robin Titus to join us. She's not just an assemblywoman from District 38. She is a healthcare professional. We'll get the latest on the coronavirus coming up. I'm a local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Let's taco about real food, real fast. Taco Time's fish taco is a mouth-watering blast. Real ocean cod tossed in a crunchy potato crust, cooked to golden perfection, wrapped in a home-style tortilla with shredded cheddar cheese, crispy crunchy cabbage, and sassy salsa fresca. We bring the awesome with our creamy lime and cilantro sauce. Now that's what I'm tacoing about. Try the fish taco at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Each passing hour seems to bring more news about cancellations and postponements because of the coronavirus outbreak in the U.S. Now the U.S. Supreme Court has announced it's postponing all oral arguments for the rest of March because of it. The National Security Council says there's no truth to rumors of a national quarantine coming to combat it. The NSC tweeting last night, text message rumors of a national quarantine are fake. There is no national lockdown coming. A senior Trump administration official saying that there seems to be an ongoing effort to fuel public panic about the virus by spreading misinformation. The virus has infected nearly 3,800 Americans. It's killed about 70. The U.S. Senate today is expected to vote on a coronavirus economic relief bill passed by the House last week. and this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
The engines, like much of the world, have fallen silent. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Today, midday.
Hey there, it's Hall of Fame driver Rusty Wallace for Blue Emu. After spending nearly a quarter of a century in a race car, I know what it means to be banged up and bruised up.
As Wallace spins, Wallace...
That's why I reach for Blue Emu products to support my muscles and joints. Blue Emu is known for quality and innovation. And Blue Emu is one of the few muscle and joint brands that is 100% owned, distributed, and manufactured in the USA. For Hall of Fame relief, reach for Blue Emu. Works fast and you won't stink.
Welcome to Dega, home of the new Talladega Garage Experience, featuring free Wi-Fi, value-priced concessions, and more behind-the-scenes access than ever before. This is more than a race. This is Talladega.
Welcome to Dega, where family fun clocks in at 200 smiles per hour. Enjoy special pricing for kids, park for free, and bring in your own food and drinks. This is more than a race. This is Talladega.
There was no racing this past weekend at the Atlanta Motor Speedway. NASCAR officials made the decision on Friday afternoon to postpone all three of its races after considering to run them without the presence of race fans. NASCAR has the hope to make up the entire race weekend later this year when the COVID-19 virus bans are lifted throughout the country and around the world. The same postponement was announced for this coming race weekend at the Homestead Miami Speedway in Florida, which was also considered to be conducted without the presence of fans. Texas Motor Speedway will be the next race weekend on the schedule that could be affected March 27th, 28th, and 29th. For the latest out of the entire NASCAR industry, see MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Today Midday on the Motor Racing Network.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and $529 for a family that's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. As you know, we are a statewide radio program of record. We talk with folks from all across the state of Nevada. And so it is this morning. We are joined by Dr. Robin Titus, Assemblywoman District 38, and the Lyon County Health Officer. She joins us now from Lyon County. And Robin, first of all, thanks for joining us. I know you are really, really, really busy. You just came out of a meeting. Can you tell us what's going on in Lyon County right now?
Well, thanks for having me on the show, and I just appreciate the statewide coverage that your radio station does, because this is all not just a local issue, but it's obviously a state issue and a national issue. So I just got out of a meeting as the also our director of our long-term medical care here at South Lyon Medical Center, and obviously the health officer, and trying to bring some normalcy and strategic planning to what we're doing here in Yarrington. Fortunately, Lyon County has not had any cases of this virus, but there's been 24 cases at least statewide. And so it's going to happen at some point. This virus is spreading as we expected it to do. And we just are making sure that what we do as a hospital makes sense. A lot like every other business out there, the hospital is also a business. We have employees, and as you all know, the schools have been closed by our governor, and so we're making allowances for what's going to happen and changing shifts for those who have to take care of their kids, maybe setting up a little daycare at one of our education buildings. We're also looking at offering our employees sick leave if they can't come in, and we have been like that anyway because we're a facility. We don't want our employees coming in sick. Regardless of what the virus is that they have. So those are the kind of things we're looking at as the long-term care. This virus does attack the elderly more than others, which is consistent with most viruses, most infections. Those are most vulnerable are our elderly population. So we have closed it to visitors. So just trying to keep everybody as safe as possible.
Dr. Titus, as we test more, the word from the medical people is that we will have more positive tests. And I guess my question is, with that may come the need for more hospital beds, more ventilators. How are you equipped in Lyon County?
Well, frankly, we have no ventilators at our hospital here. And so over the years as a rural hospital, anybody who needed those type of services, we always shipped to Reno or Carson. And so we wouldn't be able to keep anybody here. And we actually had that discussion on, do we send somebody out and then contaminate CareFlight? They can't take the next person. And how is this whole system going to work? Fortunately, the biggest issue I see with the coronavirus now isn't that it's a more deadly virus, but the fact that this is a novel virus, new. We haven't been exposed before. So all of us will probably ultimately get it. And those of us who are otherwise healthy, it will be like a respiratory infection. Our most vulnerable people who may need the ventilators, we may not have enough if it all happens at once. So trying to mitigate this, trying to spread it out, slow it down, so we're not so impacted all at once is really the key here.
A clinical trial evaluating a vaccine designed to protect against the new coronavirus is beginning today. In fact, they're taking a 45-year-old man and giving him this vaccine. Are you confident we will find a vaccine, maybe not in a week, maybe not in a month, but are you convinced we can find the answer to this?
Well, there's not a doubt in my mind that we'll have a vaccine for this. There's so far only 5 coronaviruses identified, and when we have a single type like this COVID-19, that's fairly simple to develop a vaccine against one specific virus. It's when they mutate, and the reason we have such trouble with the influenza viruses is because there's different strains throughout the world, and then we have to identify what might be out there. So we might put 3 or 4 strains in one vaccine. And so then when we give that vaccine, it turns out, well, it wasn't that strain anyway, and you got a different strain of influenza. When it's a single virus type, those are easy to get that vaccine against. So there should not be an issue with that.
The governor spoke last night, announced the closing of all schools. One of the areas that is troubling is you've got other governors in other states who have gone much further than that. Are you satisfied with how far the governor has gone, not closing down restaurants, not closing down other non-essential places, as has happened in Illinois and the state of New York? Are you satisfied with the way the governor is dealing with this?
I think our governor has been responding to his consultants. He is reaching out to the medical community, reaching out to businesses, and he's doing it, trying to do it in a logical, stepwise fashion. He's involving, you know, he literally called me the other day and said, here's what I'm doing. He's called, I know, Senator Settlemyer, so he's reaching out to both sides, everybody he can use for authorities. He admits that he's not an authority on this. None of us, all of us have our subspecialties. So he's trying to do what he is being told by his advisors. In hindsight, could you have done more? Could all of us have done more? We'll only know that with time. However, limiting, some folks having availability at a restaurant, at least having some food, I mean, that's important to folks, whether it should be going maybe only takeout foods. I think that might be a better thing as opposed to allowing some of this, you know, community gathering that's happening. But again, he's trying to make the best decisions, which he's kind of doing this in a stepwise fashion, as our president has, as education has happened and people have learned more about this, then we have to be able to make those decisions, and he may find that he needs to close restaurants at some point. But again, access to food is really important, and we in rural areas, we stock up, we only go into town once a month anyway to go to Costco, so we're prepared for things like this, but urban centers, those folks may not be as prepared.
Again, Dr. Robin Titus joining us, Assemblywoman District 38, but also the Lyon County Health Officer. How do we prevent hysteria? A lot of people believe that the media is stoking the fires and that they're making people afraid. Should we be afraid? And if so, how do we avoid this mass hysteria that seems to be taking over?
Well, thank you for that question, because I think that's one of the keys here is this is a virus, and I've tweeted out in the past, we will get another virus next year, a new virus the year after that. This is fortunately not as deadly as a virus as some of another strain of this called the SARS, when it was truly a very severe respiratory illnesses. That was in 2003, or the Ebola virus where everybody dies. That is not what this virus is. We're all going to get this virus. Most of us will be okay with this virus. Others, when we may have already had, some of us may have already had this with a respiratory illness and we didn't even know about it. So common sense, good hand washing. This is not the zombie apocalypse that we're fearing, but we have to be sane about it. We have to use that common sense, and we'll get over this virus. This will go away when it warms up, and as it happens, I am concerned that part of the hysteria has been the news media, and people aren't used to that. There's certain generations out there who've never had to go through any kind of a catastrophic event. When we were kids, literally, I was just saying at our staff meeting, you know, if you remember, we used to have chickenpox parties and measles parties, and when somebody in the area got it, we would take all the kids to that family because we wanted our kids to get these viruses early and you know, get over them and those kind of things. The mindset has changed now, and we know that probably isn't the right thing to do, but we shouldn't fear this. We need to stay home, enjoy the kids. There's some silver lining here. You know, I stayed home from meetings last weekend, played cards with my grandkids, and, you know, learn how to do that. Go outside, enjoy the Nevada backcountry and the outdoors, because that's really an opportunity for us. Don't sit at home and wonder what you're going to do with your kids. Take your kids out, teach them what the outdoors is about. So I think turning off that TV would be the best thing somebody could do.
Dr. Titus, Andrew Cuomo is the governor of New York, and he's saying the federal government should take the lead and essentially direct all states and cities and counties to do things one way, and that is to close everything down the same way they're doing in Illinois, the same way they're doing in New York, but that the federal government needs to tell states like Nevada, close everything down. Do you agree with that or disagree with that?
I disagree with that, because I think that each state's unique. I think that each state has its own needs, and sometimes giving up a liberty, it's hard to get those back. I think our governor will do what he needs to do based on advice he's receiving, and I think that we shouldn't let New York dictate what Nevada needs. And I think, again, all states are unique for a reason, and I would not agree with what the governor of New York is saying.
We meet, our legislature meets once every other year. Is there a need for the legislature to come together and do anything, pass anything, appropriate anything?
I think the governor was asked last night whether we would need to call a special session or not, and he left that door open. At this point in time, I think what the governor needs, he has his authority to do at this point. I hope it doesn't come to a special session. Right now, the decisions he's making, closing schools, having access, employers, et cetera, are something well within his executive branch capacity. And I hope we don't have to call a special session, but the governor will do what he has to do for our state.
Dr. Titus, it's always good to visit with you, especially in times like this when we need some really smart medical advice. Thank you so much for joining us. Anything you'd like to add to the conversation before we go?
I just want to reassure everybody that this too will pass. They need to wash their hands. They need to be kind to folks. Help your neighbor out if they need some assistance and are afraid and can't go to the store or something. Just reach out to folks, because this is really America will and the world. We're going to survive this, but this is a good chance for everybody to be kind to one another.
Very good. Dr. Titus, thanks so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. I know we'll check back with you soon, okay?
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a great day. Stay healthy.
Dr. Robin Titus joining us live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates from the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For over 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, and Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you're listening to KNNT 98.5 FM. In Hawthorne, Nevada, you're hearing us on KAVB 98.7 FM. In Fallon, you're listening to KNVR 102.5 FM. In the Amargosa Valley, you're hearing us over KPKK 101.1 FM. And in Pahrump, you're listening to us on KPVM Television, channel 25.6. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
For years now, you've heard me talking about Real Water. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. But there's more than just great taste to Real Water. There's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10WALL, all caps, no spaces, and you'll receive a 10% discount. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me. You will taste and feel this difference.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Take this opportunity to thank Kevin Wall for giving the world the wake-up call it so badly needs.
Hi, Anderson. I'm ready for my interview. Are you ready? Well, let's go. They call me AOC. It's special to be me.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Escape Adventures. Are you and your family looking for an extended outdoor experience? Then check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher and the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, or your business with a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. Wyatt Cox, our executive producer, and the man holding down the fort in beautiful Ely, is joining us. You've got some history with some of these disaster things.
Well, you know, and we look at our grocery stores right now, little if no milk, no toilet paper, hand sanitizers gone, cleaning products gone, all this stuff gone. And it reminded me of what happened back in 1973. Back in the middle of the oil crisis. You remember when oil spiked and when gas wasn't available for your fancy Mustang or whatever it was you were driving back then. But it was crazy. And we dealt with all of this, and everybody was in a shortage mindset. Johnny Carson lit the fuse on what ended up being a total crazy situation of causing a nationwide toilet paper shortage. And you don't remember this. I'm surprised you don't remember this.
I don't, but there's a lot of
in that time,
women and songs.
Yeah, I was going to say
between then and now.
But here's what Carson said that set it off.
Of all the shortages we have, there's a gasoline shortage. You know what else is disappearing from the supermarket shelves? Toilet paper. Ha ha ha, you can laugh now. There is an acute shortage of toilet paper in the good old United States. We gotta quit writing on it. But I want to tell you, it is serious. I just saw a commercial where, I know it's coming, where Mrs. Olson comes in with a shopping bag. And the housewife says, forget the coffee, just give me the shopping bag. I want to tell you.
For months, there was no toilet paper on shelves nationwide. And that's what we're going through right now. Irrational panic.
Yeah, and in fact, the president spoke to that yesterday. After meeting with grocery industry leaders, and asked shoppers to stop hoarding, to stop, shopping for a month when shopping for a week will do.
We had a long conversation with them, and they're going to work 24 hours around the clock, keeping their stores stocked. I would like to say that people shouldn't go out and buy. We're going to all be great. We're going to be so good. We're going to do what's happened with the Fed is phenomenal news. What's happening with all of these incredible companies is phenomenal news. But you don't have to buy so much. Take it easy. Just relax. People are going in and they're buying more. I remember, during the conversation, Doug of Walmart said that they're buying more than they buy at Christmas. Relax. We're doing great. It all will pass. The folks that we spoke to, they've done a fantastic job. They're going to meet the needs of the public. And they're going round the clock if they have to, and they're committed to the communities where they're serving and which they serve so beautifully and have for a long time. And they're buying a lot of additional things to sell. But again, they actually have asked me to say, could you buy a little bit less, please? I thought I'd never hear that from a retailer. All of them are working hand in hand with the federal government as well as the state and local leaders to ensure food and essentials are constantly available. and they'll do it. There's no shortages. We have no shortages other than people are buying anywhere from 3 to 5 times what they would normally buy. It's going to be there for a long time. We're doing numbers, and there's a pent-up demand that's incredible. When this passes, when this goes through, you're going to see numbers, I predict. I guess I'm allowed to predict just like Wall Street people are allowed to predict, and they're pretty much in agreement. You're going to see there's a pent-up demand like a lot of people, including me, haven't seen before. But this has to get through. They know they're getting through the crisis and will require an all-of-America approach, and that's very important. They're committed to remaining open during this crisis, totally open. They have to stay open. Those stores have to stay open. They supply our country. Our supply chains in America are the most powerful in the world, and they're all working very hard. They're working around the clock, and the stores are stocking up at a level that's beyond Christmas time, and it's great. It was very reassuring speaking to these people. They have it totally in hand. There's no need for anybody in the country to hoard essential food supplies. They said to me, could you please tell them, just go and buy, enjoy it, have a nice dinner, relax, because there's plenty, but you don't have to buy the quantities because it's hard to refill the stores on a basis as rapid as they're refilling them.
By the way, coming up later in the program, we're going to have a chance to visit with Paul Enos, the CEO of Nevada Trucking Association. And those are the people that bring our food, our paper products to market. And what are the challenges for the trucking industry across the state of Nevada? We'll talk about that a little bit later on. We are going to be all information all the time. And it's going to be stuff you're going to need, so make sure you are listening. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by the MultiCare Group. If employee retention is important to your business, regardless of size, call my friend Pat Casale at the MultiCare Group. Ask about high-quality group health insurance plans. Call right now, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. Coming up, very excited, Victor Jakes will join us. And out of respect to him and his family, he's going to join us by phone. Want to make sure nobody gets infected, nobody has any medical problems. So we're going to visit with Victor Jakes by phone. And most of our guests, I think, from here on out will be phone guests until this crisis abates. Anyway, stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.